Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio 1.
How are you? It's only been Thursday, it's me, it's tomorrow, it's only Friday, and it's me, and it's nearly home time. Whoop! Hi, chappers.
Hello.
All right?
Yeah, very good, thank you, very good.
I'm nervous.
Why?
Tonight, it's Zayn versus me on the Sound Clash, on Zayn's show.
Yeah. Why are you nervous? You're battering.
Do you reckon?
Did you win last time?
I think he always lets the guest win.
Does he?
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't think he let Dave win when Dave did it.
Right. Anyway, I've tried to go for songs this time that aren't stereotypically me.
Oh, dear. What, there isn't one camp song in there?
Oh, yeah, there is, actually.
I don't want to be listening to it later with my lasso already and not be able to use it.
Imagine how long I spent in my dressing gown picking those.
Right, okay.
Longer than the Wonder Years, I tell you.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
So that'll be tonight. Right, Dizzy Rascal.
Can you tell us why? Can you tell us one?
No. Then he's got an advantage.
Okay, all right.
There's an artist who is incredibly successful, who you would never, ever hear on Zayn's show. Might have won X Factor. It's not Leon. Or Steve Brookstein.
Shane Ward.
Find out later on.
Scott Mills, BBC.
Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Don't forget what I said yesterday, Dizzy. Still time to put that Spice Girls album out. He did rather well, didn't he? He sang remarkably in tune. Oh no, what's the curry?
So you didn't call him Dizzy yesterday, you called him Dirty.
I did call him Dirty. This is what happened on Oh What's Occurring when we asked Dizzy to name as many Spice Girls tracks as he could.
Oh! If you wanna be my lover. That's
it, man.
Mama, I love you.
What's happening?
Swing it, shake it.
Help me out, man.
Who do you think you are?
For real.
Right, I've tried to make him even more in tune by, you know, that auto-tune thing I've got on my phone?
Yeah.
Right, check out Dizzy doing the Spice Girls with auto-tune. Press play.
Trying to be my lover.
I don't know the names, I'll sing a little bit.
Swing it, shake it, who do you think you are?
What else is there?
Mama, I love you.
All right, three, wait there.
Good, eh?
I don't think Dizzy needs auto-tune, though, does he?
Right, sounds good, though. You know, after the success of 3D, the show we did yesterday...
Oh, yeah.
Why don't we do a whole show in auto-tune?
I thought the 3D thing gave a few people a headache yesterday. Surely, as in auto-tune...
It's going to get a bit annoying.
For the next 2-3-4 hours, it's going to give lots of people headaches.
I don't mean today, I mean in a future show.
What? Could you combine it with what? 3D and auto-tune together? We're pushing the boundaries, aren't we?
Yeah, we really are.
We're far too sci-fi.
This is BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Right, have you ever been watching TV and saw someone and thought, God, they're quite hot? I know, I'll send them a message.
Yes to the first bit, no to the second bit.
Right, someone I know yesterday saw someone that was really hot on the news, tracked him down on Facebook, left him a message. Hasn't got back to it as yet.
Right. Was that Fiona Bruce? Was that Fiona Bruce?
No.
Hugh Edwards?
No. No, it wasn't a news reader.
Oh, right.
It was just someone in one of the reports.
Nicholas Witchell?
No. And she just found him on Facebook, tracked him down. However, my flatmate has an even better story. And here he is. Hello?
What's up?
Who was it you fancied off the TV?
Brooke Satchwell.
Who's that?
Anne from Neighbours.
Who?
Anne from Neighbours in 1996.
Brooke Satchwell.
Brooke Satchwell. She went out with Billy. She had, like, slightly up to her nose, big teeth.
You love that, don't you?
Big what did you just say?
Teeth.
Big teeth.
Right, I was going to say.
Teeth.
He loves the pig look.
Does he? It's not a pig look, it's cute.
That must be a coveted thought to his previous girlfriends.
Do
you always tell them that when he brings them back?
The last one didn't have an upturned nose, did she?
No, that's why it didn't work out.
Yeah. Anyway, so she's in Neighbours.
Yeah, do you remember her?
I'm still trying to think of pigs that I've seen with big teeth. I don't reckon... pigs aren't known for their teeth, are they?
I meant the nose.
Oh, right, OK.
So, what did you do? You were watching her on TV?
She was on Light Lunch, and...
Is this when you didn't have a job?
it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So I thought the best way to try and take advantage of her being in the UK was to ask her out for drinks.
After you've seen her on telly?
Yeah.
Right.
And how did you get in contact with her?
Well, the only way I could do it was they said there was a fax number, so I embarrassingly sent a fax.
Saying what?
Saying what, yeah.
Saying, would you like to go for a drink, seeing as you're in London and probably don't know anyone? Here's my number. I took a shot.
Did she fax back?
No, of course she didn't. Oh. And also, did I put my best handwriting as well. It took me 3 attempts.
Did you put please fax back on the bottom?
No, I put my phone number.
Oh, and no word from Brooke to this day.
So, for the attention of Brooke Satchwell at the top of the fax as well.
Do you still think, even now, years on, what could have been?
If only she'd taken the chance.
I know.
Did you fax any other people on TV shows around this period, or was it only Brooke?
I was very bored.
I like it that you sent a fax.
Brooke.
I do like it that you sent a fax.
Well, I was a bit scared to call, to be honest. And I thought I might have a better chance of getting to her.
Right, so you're sat at home, unemployed, in your boxer shorts.
Yeah.
Right, and you've got a fax machine there.
Yeah, we were very advanced.
You had a fax machine in your living room?
Yeah, it was part of the phone.
Yeah, I had one of those. Not that I ever used it to fax anybody on the telly to see if they'd go out for a drink.
Mm. Well, wasted opportunity.
Well, it was now, I'm kind of thinking, you know.
Victoria off of Oxford is one of our many listeners who have tried to track down people they've seen on TV. I didn't expect a response like this. Victoria tracked down a male model. This one was in a magazine. And sent him a message on Facebook. 2 weeks, still no reply. Rubbish. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
Hi, this is Amy in Peterborough.
What are you saying, Amy?
Hiya. I've done it too.
Go on.
Yeah, a guy that was on TV on a medical documentary, all about the male reproductive system.
What was his role in this documentary?
He was basically the guinea pig to demonstrate how the system worked.
He was
really nice. And his name came up at the beginning of the programme.
So you wrote his name down?
Sorry, well, I didn't write it down, and I just remembered it.
You made a note of his name and that his system worked.
And he was really nice, and I thought, well, he's, excuse the pun, but he's got some balls for doing it as well, isn't he? So I found him on Facebook and added him as a friend and said that I'd seen the show and thought he was brave, and he replied, and he's still on my friends list now.
Oh, that's really that's really sweet.
Yeah, I won't give out his name just in case he doesn't really want to know.
Yeah, fair enough, yeah. That's good, thanks for that.
That's all right.
Love you.
She won't give out his name in case he's embarrassed. Yeah, that's right. He went on a documentary showing everything to show that his system worked, but being mentioned on the Scott Bill Show. Oh, whoa,
no way. No.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
One that doesn't speak's got a slightly embarrassing Lily Allen story. Have you heard this?
No, I don't know if I have, actually.
Right. Was it last week? Yeah, last week.
No, I haven't then.
She happened to be in the local pub that he was in. Well, he'd been there for a while, and then she kind of came in a bit later on in the evening.
Yeah. Had they arranged to meet?
No.
No, right. Okay.
She was just there in the off chance. You know that one next to the bank with the sign that says no dirty work where?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That one, yeah. And now the one that didn't speak, he slightly fancies Lily Allen, but, you know, knows that she would be a handful.
Yes.
So it's quite late in the evening.
Oh, no.
And he is standing on the doorstep of the pub having a massive argument with Steve Lamacq about Jedward. Saying how John and Edward are the best thing ever to happen to X Factor.
And Steve Lamacq doesn't think so.
No, really not. And just as the argument was reaching a crescendo, Lily Allen pops in and goes, "Hiya!" And he's like, "Oh, rubbish." She clearly heard me.
But was she saying hiya to him or hiya to Steve Lamacq?
No, she said hello to the one that doesn't speak.
Oh, well, that,
she
that
heard
went,
the whole
that
thing.
Makes it all right, then.
Yeah.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, PR4L is back because it's Thursday. Reading out your emails and some of the texts you've been sending this week. Anything you want to know, anytime, just put Dear Scott as the subject and email it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. First one.
Hi, I'm Adam Galloway, 10 years old. Attached are a couple of impressions of Timmy Trendy by me and my mum. We wondered if we could have a fill-in job for Timmy Trendy when he's on holiday or off sick.
Oh, this is so annoying. If we'd known this earlier, because Timmy's on a course this week, isn't he?
Yeah.
Fashion course.
Fashion course.
So, yeah, I wish we'd received this like a week ago. Anyway, here's the impressions.
Hi, this is Timmy Trendy here. You are so bang on, Trend.
Now, I can't work out which is the mum.
Right.
And which is him.
Yeah. Hey Fern, darling, that's like so bang on Trend.
They're actually quite good, aren't they?
They're very good, yeah.
Hi, this is Timmy Trendy here. You are so bang on Trend. Hey Fern, darling, that's like so bang on Trend.
Really good.
First one's very good.
Mm. Well done on that, and maybe we'll give you a call next time Timmy's on a course.
Do you think Timmy will be on another course soon?
I do.
I suppose that's how it is at the high end of fashion.
Yeah, top end.
Always learning.
Next.
Hi, Scott. I am a podcast listener off of Chicago in the States.
Hi.
I was at a club on Monday night, and while waiting to catch the bartender's eye and order, I hear a cute guy say, "That's bang on Trend." So, in a goofy voice, I say, "Is that bang on Trend according to Timmy Trendy?" He starts laughing and asks, "How do I know about Timmy Trendy?" So we hung out all night, and he's also a fan. We're going out to dinner again Thursday.
Yes.
So you and Timmy are matchmakers. Thanks for the hookup, Rich.
Love that.
Brilliant.
People bonding
over
overseas
Timmy.
Over Timmy Trendy. That is brilliant. What are the chances of that? That's so good. Let me know how your dinner goes, please. Timmy Trendy's finding love for people now.
Mm. He can do anything.
Anything. Next.
All right, Scott and the team. I was visiting some friends in Malmö in Sweden at the weekend, and they told me that Bass Hunter is their neighbour. Sadly, he wasn't in. Are you still friends with the silly Swedish lad of Shocking Songs fame? My friend informs me that Bass Hunter has attempted to her on numerous occasions too, winking smiley. Tack, as Bass Hunter would say. Kev, Bedford.
Well, Kev, that's imagine having Bass Hunter as a neighbour. That's brilliant. But he has some great parties.
Was it only me, or was the way the PR4L read that email made it sound like the Bass Hunter's tried it with you as well?
No, he's never tried it on with me. No, but I think I'm one of the few.
The way she read it went, and he's tried it on with her
as
too.
Well, yeah. No, I can honestly say that Bass Hunter has never tried to do that.
Okay.
I'm so intrigued. Can you go back and, like, hopefully he'll be in next time and let me know what happens? Thanks. Next!
She probably doesn't want to.
Do it for the show. Next.
Hey, Scott. I've just bought a new car. It looks like a Jaguar. It's got leather seats and a CD player. Don't happen to know if there's a song about me, do you? Yours, Buck Rogers.
Buck, I don't think there is. We have looked. But thanks. Sorry, I couldn't be more help. We'll keep looking. However,
is that the Buck Rogers that drinks cider from 11?
Think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. No. Can't find one. However, we have found some more of these songs with names in. So, if you're listening now and your name's Caroline, you might have thought there's not a song about you.
Yeah, you might have done. Yeah. Have you found one?
Oh yeah.
Go on then.
The actual quo.
Right.
Caroline. Don't know who that is.
Right.
Caroline. It's a surprising amount of them. Caroline. Still on Caroline.
My Caroline.
And
Caroline.
Quite a lot.
Caroline says.
Wow.
Ooh, Caroline says.
And if your name's Carolina.
Carolina!
That's your one.
That's quite. Because we had loads of Carolines on yesterday.
Yeah.
He honestly thought there wasn't no one song written about them.
And I've got nine. So there we are.
Podcast.
podcast.
Should we have some more Dear Scott now? I'd quite like to, actually.
Yeah, go on.
All right, PR4L's back on with more of your correspondence from this week.
Hi, Scott. Was listening to the new JLS single on Radio 1 this weekend and have spotted a bit of JLS maths, which may point to the boys not being as dedicated to their loved ones as they seem. It's a bit tricky, but here goes.
Right.
Every minute is like an hour. 1 minute in real time equals 1 hour in JLS time. Every hour is like a day. 1 hour in real time equals 1 day in JLS time. Every day is like forever. 1 day in real time equals forever in JLS time. What else am I going to do? I'd wait forever and a day for you.
Right. Yeah?
Right.
They've got a lot of free time, this person, yeah. But I like it.
Now here's the tricky bit. Convert JLS time back to real time to decode the real meaning of that last line. Forever plus day in JLS time equals only a day plus an hour in real time. Heartless. Love you, Brandy Mellon. Yes, I'm American. No, I'm not a stripper.
You do sound like you are a stripper, but I'll take your word for it.
No, because if I think if she was a stripper, she'd be Brandy Mellons.
Oh, yeah. Maybe she left the S off.
What? So when she puts an S on, that's her stage name. And but when it's only Mellon, then that's just her normal name for correspondence with you.
Thanks very much, Brandy, for your email.
Did she email?
Yes.
Did she email? Did she send a picture?
No. She might do now that you've asked.
Right.
Thanks for the JLS
That's
maths.
Really weird, because you kind of want to see what a Brandy Mellon looks like, but at the same time, she sent that email, and you kind of don't want anything else to do with her ever again.
I know, I'm torn, are you?
That's really difficult.
Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, TOTDS, and PR4L. Today I wanted to feel Christmassy for some reason, so went on some online shopping sites to see what kind of stuff they are recommending as Christmas gifts. I found a shaver in a section of gifts for her under £20 on one of these sites. It might be only me, but wouldn't it be a little bit embarrassing to get a shaver as a gift? Love you, Mai, off of Japan.
Hi, Mai. What do you think?
I don't think it's something you really buy for a woman, is it?
But it's under £20.
Yeah, I know,
section.
But I'm sure there are other gifts under £20 that would be slightly, you know.
Don't think a girl would appreciate that.
It's up there with buying the Mumford gloves and stuff. It's not. It's not a very good thing.
It is saying you're hairy. That's what it's saying.
Well, yeah, really.
Yeah.
I wouldn't imagine you'd buy that gift for Brandy Mellon.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Oh, no. Now some of our listeners are trying to be friends with Brandy Mellon on Facebook.
Well, I don't know if Brandy Mellon is on. Because I Googled Brandy Mellon, which brought up an awful lot of interesting recipes.
You must give me that recipe, actually. That
yeah,
you just found.
I will do.
I think I might do it. If I ever go and Come Dine With Me, I might do it as my starter.
Well, you do a Brandy Mellon as your starter,
I think
would
I will,
you?
Yeah.
I think
Scott, you Scott's doing a Brandy Mellon.
Wouldn't you want it as your pudding?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Anyhow, I'm not on Facebook, so I can't really search properly, but I couldn't find any Brandy Mellons on Facebook. However, I did find a melon brandy.
Lovely.
Which has somebody on Facebook, not a recipe.
Right.
What about a melon brandy?
One of our listeners earlier quite fancied a bloke she saw on TV on a medical show, found him on Facebook, and they're still mates. See, it's easy now, isn't it? See them on TV, think, yes, they're hot. Find them on Facebook. Easy. Easier than it was in the 90s when my flatmate fancied Anne from Neighbours after seeing her on the TV show Light Lunch and decided to send her a fax.
He did. However, it's also...
No reply.
People who fancy you quite often text in, though, don't they?
Do they?
You quite often get a text coming in saying that they fancy you.
Or some emails.
Do you want to go for a drink?
Sometime.
How many would you say you've got in touch with?
Sorry?
Roughly.
What, ballpark figure?
Yeah, ballpark figure.
3 or 4.
Really?
Yeah.
100?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Katy Perry news. trap is this? Just gets worse.
Oh, I don't think we should depress ourselves with it, do you?
It's really cold now, and it's wet in most of the country today, and then she goes and does this. It makes me miserable.
What has she done?
She's recorded a duet with Russell Brand.
Oh.
Why would you do that? Katie, this is not a good idea. Huh? Think about Peter and Jordan. Remember that? A whole new world. That didn't work out, did it? There's never been a good one.
We want them not to work out, don't we? Because then she'll be back with us.
Yeah, but she would have recorded it by then, and it's all out there. And if they split up, embarrassing.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything worse than a really happy, in love, loved up couple making a record. I don't want happy couples being happy and in love.
We don't want them being happy and in love, do we?
Take that, and I don't mind if you're happy, but I don't want to see it. Do it behind closed doors.
Well, we do mind if they're happy, because it's affecting us, isn't
it? I do mind.
Yeah.
It's like an audio version of watching people eat each other's faces off on the train, isn't it? Don't do it, Katie, please. Yeah, don't release it. No, please.
Don't rub our faces in it.
Yeah. I've also read that...
On every level. Basically.
I've also read that Frankie off for Saturdays and Dougie off McFly want to do one. Don't do that. Don't.
Just for artistic reasons.
No, just don't do it.
Oh, right.
I don't want to hear in-love celebrity couples warbling to each other.
No.
Gross. Mm. Did Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey, when they were together, did they record one? I bet they did.
You're more likely to know than me on that.
What are you saying?
Well, you were more likely to watch the programme at the time.
I was obsessed with that for a while.
Yeah.
I used to love the Newlyweds Weekend on MTV. Radio 1 Podcast. Okay, everybody. Yes, there is one example that worked out. Yes, Jay-Z and Beyonce was all right. Yeah. Crazy in Love. Yeah, not bad. But the rest, just leave it. Don't do it. Don't do a celebrity duet. I nearly called her Katie Brand then. That's what she'd be called.
Oh, my word.
The other one with the big-ass show will sue.
How could she sue? What's she going to sue for?
You've got the same name as me. I'm suing
you. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio
1 Podcasts. Podcast. Right, I've got some very exciting N-dubs news. And there's one person in particular who I know is going to be so excited. My mate Chris. I'm just going to give him a ring now.
Okay.
Chris?
Yep, hello.
It's Scott.
Hello, man, you alright?
Yeah, you alright?
Yeah, what's up? We've got an
event manager. You know, the other night when we were on the way to the gig?
Yeah.
In the car, what did you say would be the best thing in the world to have on your phone?
Oh, my God, no way.
What did you say?
N-dubs, all the way, man. N-dubs, absolutely love them.
Listen what I've got. Na-na-na-na-na-ee. Actual Dappy.
Oh, my God, I need that. I need that in my life.
Do you love it?
I love it. Where's the Christmas present come early? Oh, my God.
It's not just for you, though. You can get it from the Radio 1 website, but I thought I'd just tell you.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm all over that. That's going to be my message tone now. Wicked.
You love them, don't you?
Oh, I'm obsessed. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm just obsessed with them.
I know. Out and proud.
Oh, mate, I'm loving it. That is amazing. Wicked.
All right, I just thought I'd let you know.
Top man. Nice one, Scotty.
See you soon.
Cheers, man. Bye.
Bye. Told you he'd love it.
You sure that was your friend Chris, not my mate Justin? They sound very similar.
Do they?
Yeah.
No. It's definitely Chris.
Maybe he says he's Chris to you and Justin to me.
That would be weird. If you would like to get that on your phone... Then why not text the word mobile to 81199 and you can get that on your phone.
Oh, I've gone red.
And you might be as excited as my mate Chris when you find the news out.
Or
Justin. Text mobile now to 81199 because who wouldn't want that on their phone every time it goes off? Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Someone just texted in saying, how much does it cost for the Dappy thing on my phone? No, it's a free download, just mobile.
Because money couldn't buy it.
No, it's a money can't buy.
That's
the word mobile. Can you spell mobile for the people that don't know how to, please?
M-O-B-I-L-E.
Every time we do this, there's some astonishing spellings of mobile going on.
M-O-B-I-L-E.
Thanks. 81199, you can get it. Podcast. And now for the last time this week.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's our daily fun play-along quiz. Text me with your scores when you've got them.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's you against Chappers again today, because Becky's still on that course, which involves buying soft furnishings, if yesterday's text is anything to go by, which she sent me.
Has she texted today?
No. Right, first one.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know, a bit earlier on we were talking about happy celebrity couples singing duets together.
Yeah.
Never works out, does it?
I'm under quite a lot of pressure there because I'm unbeaten this week. So I have an unbeaten week. Yeah.
Not good.
No.
They are generally rubbish.
Yeah.
And we've heard that Katy Perry and Russell Brand have done one because they're so loved up right now.
Yeah.
Now, on the subject of mystery celebrity duets, I have one here for you, okay? They're a happy couple.
Right.
Which are celebrities. You have to tell me which celebrity couple have recorded this beautiful song, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's do it. Here's your first clue.
Oh, what's occurring?
Listen to this.
When you're down and trouble, and you need a helping hand, and nothing is going right.
So there's the male half of the happy celebrity in love couple. Any ideas? Have a guess.
I'm going to go Nick Knowles.
Yes.
And a woman. But it's a bit difficult because I don't know. I haven't heard the female voice yet, have I?
Okay, well, we'll come back to that in a minute.
Oh, what's the kidding?
We're going to come back to it, are we?
Yeah.
All right.
What's your favourite Christmas song?
Oh. Wham! Last Christmas, probably.
It's a good one. That's one of the most popular ones, you would say?
I'd say so. Yeah. Or Fairy Tale in New York.
Well, we went out onto Stupid Street earlier and asked them that very same question. What is the best Christmas song ever? What was the most popular answer from the street?
Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Let's find out.
Oh!
We are Stupid Street. What is the best Christmas song ever in the world?
What do you think is the best Christmas song ever?
500 Miles.
500 Miles by The Proclaimers?
Yes. It's a good song for any occasion.
And how does that get you into the Christmas spirit?
Because we walk 500 miles.
Brilliant. What is the best Christmas song ever?
Crikey, I don't know. I can't even think. I can't think of any, you know, when you ask.
What do you think is the best Christmas song ever?
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. What was that?
It's kind of sad. It's a sad moment for the whole family.
My favourite Christmas song is Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues.
What do you think is the best Christmas song ever?
The Pogues.
The Pogues?
Is it? I don't know. The Pogues.
Gosh, I don't know a lot of the names, you know. I know to hear them, I know. Oh, crikey. I don't even know.
Best Christmas song? Michael.
Michael.
Judge Michael, yeah.
Oh, Last Christmas.
What do you think is the best Christmas song ever?
I like John Lennon one. I forgot this title.
So this is Christmas.
John Lennon? Imagine?
Not Imagine.
And so this is Christmas, and a Happy New Year, or Jingle Bell. Jingle Bell, for example, is a very good song. Yeah.
Gosh, I can't think of it. You know when you put on the spark? ABBA.
Brilliant.
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas Pooh.
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas Pooh, yeah. From South Park. And why do you like that song so much?
Because it's got the word poo in it.
His smell and his spirit lingers on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that the Progues was the most popular
one. Was that the one that won?
Yeah. Thanks very much again to the people of Stupid Street.
Oh, what's occurring?
I like the fact that as Stupid Street has gone on, Gemma, who once started off so enthusiastically talking to people on Stupid
Brilliant.
Street, there's now a sort of air of resignation about her, and that she's getting closer and closer to sounding like she wants to thump somebody by the end of each one.
Right, back to our mystery celebrity couples duet, okay?
Okay.
They're a celebrity couple, they've recorded a duet. Here is the other half of the couple.
Here. The sky above you grows dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind begins to blow.
Go on.
Is this a ventriloquist with a puppet? Because this
celebrity
is
celebrity couple.
No, it isn't. It is. Is it a ventriloquist with a puppet with a dummy? Is it?
No.
All right. Well, I'm going to go the closest thing then to a ventriloquist with a dummy. I'm going to go Paul Daniels and Debbie McGee.
Oh, we'll come back to it. You'll hear them both singing in a minute.
Oh,
well, I have done.
They're together.
Oh, good.
You'll love it.
That'll help me.
You know JLS. Do you think they're well read? Do you think they like a book?
Yeah, I think they like a book.
Yeah? Well, let's find out. We asked JLS, name as many books as you can in 60 seconds. How many did they get?
Well, there's four of them. Four of them. 10.
Let's find out.
Ow!
Are JLS well read? Well, we'll see, won't we?
Pride and Prejudice.
Metaphysical Poets, John Donne.
Harry Potter. Something or other.
The Twits.
No Trouble.
Animal Farm. Oliver Twist. Charles Dickens. JLS, our story so far.
A Tale of Two Cities. Of Mice and Men. A View from a Bridge. The Success Principles. The Secret.
Buddha in Daily Life.
The Bible.
Nietzsche and Dashonen.
Shawshank Redemption. Atonement. The Beach.
Mallory Blackman, Knots and Crosses.
Michael Jackson. Moonwalker, Michael Jackson.
Macbeth.
Hamlet.
Taylor. No, done that one.
Come on,
Around the World in 8 Days.
A Robot.
Gulliver's Travels.
Time up. How do you think you did?
Cack.
Alright.
Should've done a lot better.
I got a clue, I don't read.
24 books.
There was a real wide range of books there, wasn't there?
Metaphysical Poets by John Donne was in there. About a preacher and a major representative of the metaphysical poets of the period.
Sorry?
Noughts and Crosses, Mallory Blackman was in there.
Yeah, what's that about?
It's a young adult's book.
Right.
We think it was Ariche that got all the quite highbrow ones. The Success Principles, Jack Canfield.
Did Charles Dickens actually write JLS, Our Story So Far?
Don't know. I think it was Aston that came up with Our Story So Far,
right.
Which is actually an annual, their first book.
Well, an annual counts, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does, yeah. So, well done. I like that. Moonwalk was in there, Shawshank Redemption, a real kind of...
Animal Farm.
A real kind of, George Orwell. Nice mix there, really. Well done, JLS.
What's occurring?
Okay, back to our mystery celebrity couple duet. Alright, I'm going to play you the last bit of them now, and I need an answer from you. Here they are.
You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Winter, spring, summer or fall, all you have to do is call, and I'll be there, yes I'll be there, you've got a friend.
Who's that?
Okay, this is my final guess, but I'm only doing this because they're not a couple in real life, but they do work together, and I know that he went on one of those BBC singing duet competitions.
Right.
So I'm going to go Nicky Campbell and Sheila Fogarty from the Five Live Breakfast.
Is the wrong answer.
Oh.
The celebrity couple duet was Barbara Windsor and Steve McFadden. Off of EastEnders.
Oh, yeah. God. Right,
now listen to this, and you'll recognise...
They're not a couple, though.
Yes, they are. They are. Aren't they? Aren't they? Right, you'll recognise this now, listen. And you know wherever I am. Blatantly, Barbara Windsor, now you know, isn't it? Listen. And you know wherever I am. Get out of my pub. Amazing. What are you looking at that for, please?
Where have you found that? You actually have the CD in front of you. Yeah.
Signed by Babs.
Right.
One That Doesn't Speak found this in his drawers. It hasn't looked in for a while. It was made in 1999.
Is it a duet album? Or is that just the only one?
There's a few on there. There's one with Joe Longthorne and Mike Reed. But mostly it's just Barbara singing the hits herself. And the album is called You've Got a Friend.
Is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Loads of people got that it was Barbara Windsor straight away. What are you doing?
Sorry.
Yeah, be sorry.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed. Yeah. And you know
wherever I am. Jay says, I got Barbara Windsor, I'm 13. Is that sad? No, it's fine. Loads of people got it. Sammy in Gloucester. Ed in Billingshurst. Rachel in Essex got Babs right as well. So quite high scores for a lot of people today on Oh, What's Occurring? That Robbie Williams song obviously is going to be in our rom-com that we're doing. Mm-hmm. It is Go. Gerard Butler is on this show on Monday. He's going to be coming in live. Is that a good idea? He's got a potty mouth, isn't he?
Yeah.
Should we attach him to the electric shock collar? And every time he tries to say something...
Maybe it's different, though, when he's in the studio. Maybe he'll be a bit more... I was going to say professional, but I didn't mean it like that. But when he's on the phone at his house, he's very relaxed with us. Maybe he'll be a bit more on guard when he's next to us.
We'll present the idea to him on Monday because you know that he is the person that can get us to Aniston. He's got access.
Saying that because if you just sell it to him like that, he won't
Aniston's
agree to
number.
It. Tell
obviously,
him you want him in the film desperately.
Oh, yeah, obviously we do want you in the film as well, Jerry. But he's on the show on Monday, so hurrah. It's all going to happen quite soon, I can tell you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Got some innuendo bingo for you. You watch Coronation Street, don't
you? Yeah, yeah. It's full of innuendo bingo.
Surprised you didn't spot this one. It's Gail.
This is going to make me feel very uncomfortable.
Come on, this deserves a drink. Get ready and I'll take you to the pub.
I can show me ring off.
Now, what was that laugh, then? What is that?
And he's a dad as well. Hey.
Radio 1 Podcast. Quite a few people didn't hear what Gail said. So
really?
Yeah, one more time.
Come on, this deserves a drink. Get ready and I'll take you to the pub.
I can show me ring off.
Hey. Oh, that's from Coronation Street. Okay, it's time for Dear Scott. The PR4L is back with some more of the stuff you've been sending this week.
Hi, Scott. I just finished my O-levels, and I finally can listen to all your previous podcasts.
This is from China, this email.
I felt Radio 1 podcast helping my oral exam too. I tried to read like PR4L, but unfortunately my voice couldn't be that perfect. Yet I made it to read the passage with confidence.
Oh, I love it that we're helping people.
With language.
With language, yeah.
Hopefully they pass.
Yeah, I hope so.
In the earlier time, I've listened to the podcast, which Scott had play a short clip of Dear Scott, and I was shocked by sudden laughing of PR4L. But that was the first time ever I heard she laughs. It was a kind of some crazy laugh. Love you all, Robert from China.
Robert, it's good to have you on board. Glad you enjoy the podcasts. And yeah, she does have a crazy laugh. She also knows some really dirty jokes.
I was going to say she is quite filthy, but yeah.
Thanks for that. Next.
I was trying to think of how to put that I was trying to work out how to say it in a nice way, but I haven't.
He's filth, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
Hi, Scott. I heard you were talking about Mr. Crawley. I'm one of the contestants who need your help. I think some people have been voting for themselves on their computers. Whilst I have a life and a job, I need genuine votes and your kind help to ensure my title of Mr. Creepy Crawley goes to a genuine born and bred Crawley boy. Nick Turner.
Well, thanks, Nick.
Oh, this is getting a bit unsavoury, isn't it?
I don't like it.
You don't want the Mr. Crawley contestants fighting over you, do you?
It's going to get nasty, this. This is from the thisiscrawley.co.uk website, where they're running a contest to see who is Crawley's hottest male hunk. And, David, a friend of David, who is one of the contestants, has got in touch. But now they're all having a go. We just have received a really weird text as well going, Mr. Crawley, want more info? Call me. I don't think I want to call them.
Do you not?
I don't really think
Who
I
was
do.
That one? Nick somebody?
Nick, yeah. You seen Nick on the website?
No, we're just getting past the story that Auntie Pam from Coronation Street is going to open the new Poundland.
Right. It's all going on in Crawley.
Oh, right, yeah.
What's Nick look like?
What does he look like? He thinks he's David Beckham.
Does he?
Mm.
What, the hair?
The hair a little bit, the stubble, the sunglasses,
right.
The shirt,
okay.
The jumper.
Everything.
The tat, I would imagine, if he has them.
He's Crawley's David Beckham, is what you're saying.
Yes, yeah. So you're going to vote for him as a... Who is the other one? I forgot who the other one was.
David.
Yeah, David. Nick might think that other people... That other contestants have voted from their own computers because he's... Back in fourth at the moment.
I see, right. So he's just bitter, isn't he?
Oh, no, I beg your pardon, he's third.
Okay. Well, vote for whoever you want on the website, Mr. Crawley, even if you don't live there.
He's got 11% so
right,
far.
Well, that's why he's just annoyed. Next.
Dear Scott, re-songs with names in.
Yes.
Have a listen to Games Without Frontiers by Peter Gabriel. Include such wondrous names as Hans, Lottie, Willie, Suki, Leo, Britt, Rico... and the rightly now out of favour name, Adolf. Hope this has been of help to you. Love you, Sam in Derby.
Thanks very much.
I have a feeling that Adolf will never be back in favour, really.
I don't think it ever will.
No.
No. Thanks very much for that. We'll have a listen to that. All also, right. A girl called Becky's been on, saying, is there a song with my name in? Yes, there is.
Becky.
That's a good one.
Becky.
A couple of Collins have been on. Yes, you've got one.
Collins knows the value of massively.
Gemma, she'll be happy with this. Gemma, who works on our show, she's got one as well.
Gemma was a girl who never put on a wax.
Now, if you're listening to your Fiona, but you're thinking there's no song with Fiona.
You've got
in.
A Fiona one?
Yeah, of course I have.
She's the one eyed Fiona. She's the one eyed Fiona.
Is it one eyed Fiona?
She's one eyed Fiona. Are you allowed that if you've got two eyes and a call Fiona?
She's the one eyed Fiona.
Fiona in.
She's the
hello, Monica.
Does that... Hang on.
Yeah.
One eye Fiona doesn't mean something else.
I don't know, no. Can we look that up?
It sounds like one of those phrases that could mean something that we shouldn't...
Okay, well, let's just gloss over that then.
Yeah, move on to Monica then.
Monica's been on. Is there a song with my name in? Yes, there is.
A little bit of Monica in my life.
Hello, Erica, who's texting as well.
Oh, right, yeah.
Is there a song for her? Yes.
A little bit of Erica on my side.
And Rita's been on as well. She wants to know if there's a song for her.
A little bit of Rita's all I need.
Hello, Tina's listening.
A little bit of Tina's what I see.
And Sandra's.
A little bit of Sandra in the front.
And Mary.
A little bit of Mary.
Loads of Jessicas say, is there a song for me? Yes.
A little bit of Jessica, here I am.
So we've covered a lot there, haven't we?
Yeah, and we're clear on One-Eyed Fiona as well.
Also, hello... Good. Also, hello to Jennifer, Alison, Philippa, Sue, Deborah and Annabelle too, who've all wanted to know if
Are they all in the same room together?
They want to know if there's a song with them in. Well, funny enough...
I forget your name.
Jennifer, Alison, Philippa, Sue, Deborah, Annabelle too.
Thanks for getting in touch.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
It's nearly Friday. You're right there, Chops.
Yeah, it's just a private conversation with the one that doesn't speak. If you could warn me before you.
Yeah, all right. Did you say something wrong?
No, nothing wrong at all. No, just having a laugh.
We're just saying, you know, every time you're in a souvenir shop, do you always check they've got a keyring with your name on? I do.
Yeah.
And you'll be all right with Mark.
Well, you're saying I'm common.
There's always a mug or a keyring with Mark on.
There's keyring and, and mugs. They're the other thing. You always check.
Always. I just wanted to know. Because the one that doesn't speak was just saying that there's never a key ring or a mug with his name
no,
on.
No, there isn't, actually.
No.
Although the one that
he said sometimes in Wales there is.
Is there?
Yeah, they obviously have other people called one that doesn't speak in Wales.
It's a big gold key ring, isn't it, that the one that doesn't speak?
Yeah. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, earlier, just after four, we were talking about when you see someone on telly, like on the news or something, and think, yes, they are hot, and then try and go out with them. A friend of mine saw someone on the news and quite liked them, mm-hmm. sent them a message on Facebook. It's easy now. You can Facebook or Twitter them, send them a message if you think they're hot on TV. Not so easy back in the 90s. In the olden days, my flatmate was watching Late Lunch and decided he fancied Anne from Neighbours, mm-hmm. so decided to send her a fax to the fax number that they were advertising on the show. That's how you had to chat up Australian soap potties back in the day. FAO Brooke Satchwell was the was the title. Fancy going for a drink? She never faxed back. What rubbish is that? But a lot of people do this. Dave off of Exeter rang the Home Shopping Network because he quite fancied the girl on there.
Mm-hmm.
She thought he wanted the disposable bin box, but he wanted a number. She hung up. Found her on Facebook. Taryn says that she was on Panorama a couple of weeks ago and was emailed by loads of randoms straight after the show. Yeah, actually happens. Hello?
Hello.
Who's that?
It's Michelle from Rugby.
Hello, you all right?
I am.
Go on.
Well, again, like you said, back in the 90s, wasn't quite so easy.
No.
I saw a picture in my local newspaper of their entertainment reviewer. Thought he was quite fit, so I wrote to the paper.
You wrote to the paper saying your entertainment reporter is fit?
Well, I kind of wrote to him and said, you know, you're all right. Do you fancy a date?
Yeah.
He didn't write back, funnily enough. How rude. Yeah. Absolutely, didn't write back. So I found out where the people from the paper drank, and I engineered a meeting with him.
Right.
Sorry.
He went out on a date with me.
Did he?
He did. He took me to see Jungle Book.
Nice.
and then after that, did you call it off or did he call it?
I did.
Yeah, right.
He turned out to be the most boring man alive. But, you know, it could have worked.
Oh, well.
Got a trip to the cinema out of it.
I can't believe you found out where he drank.
Well, it wasn't too hard. I didn't live in a huge town. So, yeah, I sort of engineered a meeting with him.
Oh, okay. I might do that with one of the Goss girls and see how I get on.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, in the hope
they might think you're a bit of a stalker. I think that kind of came across.
Yeah.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.